Good morning. Y'all ready to get up and clap and have some fun? Why don't you stand with us? Are you hearing what I'm hearing? Or is it just in my ear? I just hear a funny echo. Is that better?
Okay. All right. Excellent. You guys are all standing. Let's worship God. We're going to start with, "To God be the glory."
To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son. Yielded His life and atoned for sin. And opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord.
Sung it that way? Good.
There we go. Nothing but the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus, oh, precious is
Amen. You guys can be seated.
Okay, so this is where we get to share what God's doing in our lives and maybe some prayer requests. Jan, I'll get us started. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was a little confused myself when I saw that. Okay, so we have the child's family with medical concerns and Miss Martha, her sore knee and back, and Miss Judy, who's fell ill this morning. Linda. So that's Miss Doreen, right? Doreen, yeah, she got to come home this week, and Ralph is helping to care for her. Hey, Vern. Yeah, well, I was excited. I drove past and saw the parking lot was halfway full. So we had to have a dozen or more folks attend that 360 conference. 17. So, yeah, incredible turnout for a church our size. Thank you. We had all age groups attending. That's excellent. I agree. Any others? Cindy.
My son, Mr. Cameron, is doing pretty well under COVID, and Christine is doing all right
herself. Oh, excellent. So Drew and Christine fell ill with COVID, and we were really concerned about Christine because of how in her previous conditions, but they seem to be doing good. Excellent. Anybody else? All right. Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father God, we do praise you for all that you give us, for all that you are. Lord, so many of our concerns revolve around our health. I just pray that you would help our hearts and minds look past that. These are real concerns, and you consider them too, and they're important to you. But there's more. There's more, Lord. So much more to you than what's right here in front of us, right here on earth. So I know for me personally, a lot of times when the aches and pains or the health issues come upon me, I cry out to you even more. So in a way, they can be turned to blessings. Lord, you turn turn what the enemy might want to do for evil and good. But we do lift up these. We think of the child's family and some of the medical concerns they have there. Or they've been through things before, and you've come through, and you're faithful, and we just trust you in that scenario. We pray for Miss Martha. We're so heartbroken that she's not able to be here with us, but we know that you minister to her heart and ours through this. We just pray for healing, complete healing of this knee, and protection over her back, and that she would continue to be able to work and minister to others as she has so faithfully done. We think of Miss Judy, who's fallen ill this morning, and just pray that you're with her and just confident in your healing of her as well. We think of Miss Doreen. We just praise you that she is healing from her surgeries, and she's able to be home, and that Ralph is caring for her and just loving on her. Lord, we just pray for both of them, that you would encourage that relationship and that your hand would be on it, and that you would be glorified to them and through them. And we do praise you for this 360 meeting, Lord, this conference where so many people came and served, and teaching and preaching, and so many others came to fellowship and learn. Lord, I just, my wife came home with a real positive report, and there was great fellowship, and the journey to and from, and old previous relationships reconnecting. Lord, just a wonderful experience, and we know that your hand was on that, and we just pray that the fruits of that will continue to grow and serve you and reach out into our communities. And we do praise you that Drew and Christine seem to be weathering this COVID attack well. We know that your hand is in that situation, and we just pray for their ministry as well. They work so hard and so diligently, and we thank you that this church gets to be a part of that. Lord, you are everywhere. And I just pray that you would open our eyes and reveal that to us as we continue through not only today but our week. Our pastor search team, I understand, is meeting this afternoon. So I pray for your hand over that, just wisdom amongst those five people, and discernment, and just the organization and discipline that you bring. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just a couple more things. Yes, we had a wonderful time yesterday. In fact, we would love to get together and sort of review with each other what sessions were attended, because, of course, I wanted to go to half of them or all of them. And so I would love to hear from my team members on the sessions that I didn't get to go to. And so with that in mind, Tracy had the idea that next Sunday we could just convene after the service and sit down and chat about the conference. And if you didn't come but you would like to know what you're missing out on, come and join us. And we thought maybe we could just bring a bunch of taco toppings and just kind of have a really informal meal together while we share. If you would join us, please. And then in 3 weeks, would you believe it is Palm Sunday? It just sneaks right up on us. So I am going to do a Messianic Seder presentation again. I did that last year. Can you raise your hand if you were here for that? I'm just curious. Like maybe three or four. Oh, yeah, you guys were too. Yeah, five or six. So last year we did it after the service. And it was, you go through the presentation, it's 45 minutes to an hour, and then a really formal dinner together. So this year, I would like everyone to experience it. So that will be the service. And when you come in on March 10th, the tables will be all set up, and you will sit at the service in the round. Did I say March? April 10th, yes. And there will be emails sent out, and I will probably need a little help with setting up for that the day before. But just put it on your calendars, because it is special. You don't want to miss it, and it's really good food. I did a standing rib roast. But besides that, it will be so faith-building. There are things about your Christian faith that you don't know about, and or you sort of know about it, but you don't know why you were taught that. So put it on your calendars. And now we're going to sing one more song, The Solid Rock, if you would stand. all week. Have a great week.